1 billion tourists, 1 billion opportunities. The theme for World Tourism Day 2015. We'll tell you more on this edition of Tourism Roundup. Thanks for joining us. There's just something about Jamaica.
This is the best place, I think, to come for a holiday. It is so relaxing. The staff and everyone are so friendly, from the gardener right up to the big boss himself. As soon as you walk in the door, you're made to feel welcome. My name is Lucy Brown. We come from England. We have been to the Royal Caribbean 10 times.
Lucy Ann Brown and Angela Kyle sharing why they have made Jamaica their destination of choice multiple times. They were guests at Royal Caribbean, Montego Bay, and were participating in activities at the resort to mark World Tourism Day, September 27. The theme for World Tourism Day, 1 billion tourists, 1 billion opportunities, seeks to highlight the tremendous growth in tourism and its contribution to global development. The sector is the leading foreign exchange earner in Jamaica and continues to attract major investments from local and overseas players in accommodations, attractions, transportation, and other subsectors. These investments are being leveraged through the development of the Tourism Linkages Hub to ensure the products and services utilized in the sector are grown or manufactured in Jamaica. Tourism Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil says the Linkages Hub is making good progress.
The tourism sector has been tremendously supportive of this program, and it has been very successful. And as we go along and we see it developing, you see the possibilities that exist, not only for our local producers to provide jobs and services to the sector, but equally to export.
Minister McNeil is also extending appreciation to all workers and stakeholders in the industry for their cooperation, innovative ideas, and consistent dedication to the success of Jamaica's tourism product. World Tourism Day marks the start of Tourism Awareness Week in Jamaica, which runs from September 27 to October 3. The ministry and its stakeholders, such as Royal Caribbean, are using the week-long observance to raise awareness about the transformative power of tourism. As we hear from multiple repeat guest Angela Kyle, the message has been received.
It's very important in this day and age to travel. You're giving back to communities where people are getting jobs, children are being educated, and it's another reason we choose Sandals. They're very important in the community. They have the Sandals Foundation, which we as a family support as well. And we want to say thank you. And we do that through helping the Sandals Foundation.
Activities being carried out during Tourism Awareness Week include a social media competition, launch of a poster and essay competition, and the mounting of a special Experience Jamaica exhibition on Friday, October 2, downstairs the Tourism Ministry's offices at 64 Knutsford Boulevard. In our Know Jamaica segment, we feature One Bubby Susan. One Bubby Susan is an anthropomorphic Taino petroglyph located in the cave system known as Dryland in Woodside, St. Mary. It's a representation of the Taino Earth Mother Atabe, the mother of their supreme male deity Yokahu. The petroglyph or rock carving is called One Bubby Susan as she has only one breast. This name is derived from the African folklore of Lang Bubby Susan, regarded as a duppy that terrorizes children, identifiable as the Old Hag or Old Hag. That's it for this edition of Tourism Roundup. Until next time, one love.
Commuters, did you know it is against the law for rural bus operators to pick up passengers along bus routes in the Kingston Metropolitan Transport Region, the KMTR? If caught, these operators can be charged with operating contrary to their licenses under the Public Passenger Transport Act. Make sure you take JUTC buses or the yellow-coded authorized buses within the KMTR and go about your business without being stopped by the police. JUTC, your route to excellence.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.